We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Remember the company you keep? Remember that statement that you might have heard as a child or as an adult? You know, you can be judged by the company you keep. You may have your own thing going on over here, but those people that are close to you, if they're doing some shady stuff, if they're saying some crazy things, and you're tight with them, it's not a good look. It takes a lot for some people to look worse than they already do. Like Diddy. There ain't a lot that anyone can throw at him at this point to make him look worse. But there is something that already has done just that. His buddy, Kanye West, to the rescue in his latest meltdown, has once again thrown Diddy into controversy, not just because of the comments that he made, because of the reaction that we saw out of Diddy and the Diddy camp. You can't make this up, and we're gonna break it all down here. The new comments, Kanye, about Hitler, about Cassie, about Diddy, and then the visit. The very visit that Kanye had with Diddy's kids. It all happened just the other day. So, in a bizarre and unhinged rant, Kanye, just the other day, not only praised Adolf Hitler and spewed more anti-Semitic rhetoric, but also demanded that his brother, Diddy, be freed from jail. If that wasn't absurd enough, Diddy's own sons, Justin and Christian Combs, then followed it up, not by saying, you know, we're not having anything to do with Kanye, he doesn't speak for us, this is nuts. No, they went and visited him. There's pictures. Went and visited him. Paid him a personal visit, an act that seemed oblivious to the storm surrounding both men. And on top of it all, Diddy himself, currently sitting in federal custody on serious sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He also didn't stay silent either. He had to. He just had to say something. He really don't, but he had to. He thanked him from behind bars. The man who just said, I'm a Nazi and he loves Adolf Hitler and free Diddy. Those other pieces didn't seem to, I guess, sway Diddy from going, thank you, brother. No. Just, I don't know. Again, the company you keep. I'm not saying Diddy's a Nazi or loves Hitler like Kanye claims, but I mean, come on, the guy just said all these things and you literally said thank you to him because he said one thing about you that in his bizarro world is somehow positive that they should free Diddy. The timing of this so-called brotherhood couldn't be worse, as you probably know. Kanye, he is fresh off another anti-Semitic spiral, has turned his attention to Diddy's legal troubles, calling for his release despite overwhelming evidence piling up against him. Meanwhile, Diddy's children, rather than distancing themselves from the toxic spectacle, made the choice to publicly align with West. The optics disaster, if there ever was one. The entire situation raises questions, not just about Kanye's erratic mental state, but also about the sheer delusion of Diddy's inner circle, who seem to believe that associating with one of the most controversial figures in entertainment right now is a good idea. Granted, I think we've seen the pattern of decision-making in the Diddy camp not being that of the best. Did we really expect better? Kanye's rant, unleashed in the early part of February of 25, was textbook, saying a mix of shocking hate speech, bizarre conspiracy theories, and grandiose declarations. In his now infamous X, formerly Twitter, post, he declared, "I'm a Nazi and I love Hitler," doubling down on past anti-Semitic remarks that had already torched his business empire. He attacked the Me Too movement, calling it a scam, and made misogynistic claims about his wife, Bianca, asserting, "I have dominion over my wife." You know, like you do on social media. Then came the kicker, "Free Puff," in all caps, claiming that Diddy was the victim in this case. Diddy is the victim in this case. Of a larger system targeting powerful black men. For context, Diddy is not in jail for a minor infraction. He's facing multiple federal charges, including sex trafficking, forced labor, and racketeering. The Justice Department has accused him of running an operation that exploited women for years. Prosecutors have compiled what they call a mountain of evidence, and a judge has denied him bail, citing the severity of the charges. And yet Kanye is out there acting like Diddy was unfairly jailed for unpaid parking tickets. Diddy's sons, apparently, unaware of how bad this all looks, made things worse by personally visiting Kanye. The two were seen leaving his Los Angeles hotel with bags of Yeezy merch, because nothing says fighting for justice like picking up some free designer clothes. The visit, happening the same day Kanye went on his public tirade, essentially confirmed that the Combs family isn't just tolerating Kanye's support, they're embracing it. And then, to make it even more ridiculous, Diddy's official Instagram account later posted, "Thank you to my brother at Ye," signaling direct appreciation for Kanye's defense. This is a disaster for everyone involved. Kanye, who has been attempting to slowly make a comeback in the music industry, not working out the greatest, has just further entrenched himself in an untouchable universe with a pariah. His anti-Semitism has already been a career-ending issue, but now he's doubling down and attaching himself to an accused sex trafficker. Any remaining industry goodwill on this it's evaporating fast. Hopefully, you know, until they go, "Oh, he can make us money. Let's put up more records." Meanwhile, Diddy, who should be desperately trying to improve his public perception ahead of a trial, has instead chosen to thank the one guy nobody in their right mind wants to be associated with. Except for Diddy. From a mental health perspective, Kanye's behavior is deeply concerning. He's long been open about his struggles with bipolar disorder, but this isn't just impulsivity, it's self-destruction. He's repeatedly claimed he doesn't need medication. It's usually what people who need medication will claim. Despite episodes of severe instability that resulted in hospitalization, now he's in full rebellion mode, defiantly rejecting every attempt to hold him accountable, embracing anti-Semitism, and actively making enemies out of former friends and allies. What's clear is that Kanye is in a cycle of public meltdowns, and no one around him seems capable or willing to intervene. It's literally a circus show that we're watching at this point. This is, I mean, it's sad when you really look at it. This is a person that is not mentally right, but they do need to be held accountable for their actions. It's like an abuser may not be mentally right, and they're thinking this is the right thing to do, to abuse someone. They still need to be held accountable for their actions, even if everything up here ain't clicking right. Diddy, on the other hand, is facing the legal battle of the lifetime. The gravity of the charges against him makes his decision to embrace Kanye's support even more baffling. Facing potential decades behind bars, his best strategy would be to keep a low profile and focus on mounting the strongest possible legal defense. Instead, he's publicly aligning with a man who has alienated nearly every industry connection he once had, is in desperation, and is aligning himself with Hitler. You know, like you do. Is Diddy doing this out of desperation? Is it a genuine belief in Kanye's perspective? Like, I got your brother over here too. Or is Diddy so entrenched in his own sense of invincibility that he believes this will somehow help him? It makes it even more surreal. Oh, yeah. Is the way both men seem to be living in an alternate reality. Kanye has convinced himself that he is the victim of a coordinated takedown, despite all the evidence pointing to his own actions being responsible for his own downfall. Diddy appears to be taking a similar approach, framing his legal troubles as a conspiracy rather than reckoning for alleged long-term abuses. Together, they've created an echo chamber of denial where every accusation is an attack and every consequence is evidence of persecution rather than accountability. The broader cultural reaction to this? Now, it's been a debacle that's been swift and unforgiving. Kanye's comments have once again drawn condemnation from Jewish organizations, civil rights groups, and former supporters who are finally fed up. Finally. Meanwhile, Diddy's children have been criticized for what seems like willful ignorance in supporting someone who is at best an unhinged provocateur and at worst an outright hate monger. Their visit to Kanye is being seen as a tactic endorsement of his views, further cementing the idea that Combs family is out of touch with reality. Whether they endorse it or not, that's up, I guess, to the public to glean. They did not verbally say, hey, we're down with Hitler too. Simply much more of a response to the Free Diddy. But again, all kind of in the same breath. As for the music industry, both Kanye and Diddy are becoming toxic assets. Major brands and companies have long since distanced themselves from Kanye, and now, obviously, with Diddy's legal troubles worsening, more and more entities, well, pretty much everyone is pulled away at this point. Entertainment world supposedly now has little patience for figures who bring this level of controversy, or when it gets out into the open, they have little patience for it. Before that, it's just all behind closed doors. Nobody talk! Nobody say a word! We don't know what's going on back there in those Diddy parties. Oh, this makes all of us look bad? Oh, we better run away now. Both men are burning through whatever goodwill they have left at an astonishing rate. The entire saga is a lesson in the perils of unchecked ego and delusion. Kanye West and Sean Diddy Combs have built their careers on larger-than-life personas, but those personas are now working against them. Instead of recognizing their missteps and attempting to correct course, they are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, dragging others into their mess, and making increasingly irrational decisions. At the end of the day, reality catches up to everyone. Kanye West can continue his descent into conspiracy-laden self-destruction, which I'm sure he will. And Diddy can keep pretending he's a victim of a grand plot. But neither of them can outrun accountability or reality forever. The world is watching. And for once, nobody, Not one person is buying what they're selling.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.